to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and y'all, this week has been heavy. This week has been a lot of happening. It's been exhausting, but also super rewarding all at the same time, and I hope that you know, you've had a lot of time to kind of refocus and relax and recharge over this past weekend. Because I know for a lot of you, you know, classes are getting tough. A lot of my college students, a couple of my seniors are in coast mode because they're just, they're getting ready to graduate. You know, they've done their senior thesis. Their senior thesis has been defended and they're just coasting until graduation, which is amazing. So congratulations to them. But one of my students and I were talking. And it was weird because he called me like late at night on Friday. And I'm like, hey man, what's going on? We start talking. He's like, sorry, you know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be such a bother. I didn't mean to get a hold of you this late. I just didn't know to call. I'm like, dude, hey, deep breaths. It's okay. That's why I gave you my phone number. That's why you have my contact info. And I told you, if you ever need anything, I don't care what time it is. Let me know. If I can help, I'll gladly help. I got you. And then we just kind of sat on the phone for probably 30 seconds of silence. And it was really, a lot of people get uncomfortable by silence, but something I've learned with students that have trouble opening up is asking for help for them is a very difficult task in the first place. So sometimes they need that moment of silence to just recenter themselves and really put themselves in the best position to be vulnerable when they're not, A, used to being vulnerable, and B, are uncomfortable asking for help and putting them, they feel like they're putting themselves in that super vulnerable position, which, let's be honest here, it is a very vulnerable spot to ask for help, because what are we taught in today's society? Handle things at the lowest level, do things on your own, you know, be self-reliant, be self-sufficient, and with all of that, the intention of it is good. I get that. But what it oftentimes does is it breeds this feeling of you can't ask for help or you shouldn't ask for help. And in reality, that's not how things work at all. You're never going to get through this life on your own. You're never going to make it through your entire life without needing help from somebody in some way, shape, or form. That's why I always, you know, teach my students. I'm like, hey, if you need something, ask. And that, yes, there have been times where I will give my students a task where I fully well know that they cannot do it on their own. Not to say, oh, well, Bobby, you just don't believe they can do it. No. It is literally a task that can't be completed with one person. And that's by design because I want them to reach out. I want them to grow. I want them to break from this habit of not asking for help. And my student's a fighter. And they had a fight coming up Saturday. And they're like, Bobby, I'm nervous, man. I'm nervous. I don't feel like I can do this. I don't feel like I'm ready. I weighed in today and everything was good. I don't feel like I'm going to make weight. What if this happens? And I let him ramble for probably 2-3 minutes straight. Kid hardly stopped to take a breath. And after he was done, I said, okay, I get it. Because anybody that's been in any sort of sporting event, you know, martial arts, my musicians that have had, you know, a recital the next day, my artists that have had to, you know, put their stuff on display, like, I know exactly what you're feeling. Because that feeling of anxiety is hard. Because you've put in all this work, all these hours, all of this obsessive effort for a showing that could wind up not going in your favor. And the what-if spiral, the what-if game starts really hitting hard the night before. Every fight that I've ever been in, every new gym that I've trained at, anything that I've ever done, the night before is always the worst part. I don't sleep. I mean, I sleep, but it's like 2 hours worth of sleep, so it's not really good. So then I'm exhausted the next morning. I'm already panicking, and it just snowballs. So I said, all right. What makes you, what, I heard what you said. And every statement that you made was legitimately valid. But I have to ask you this one thing. What is it that is really stealing your confidence? Because I've watched him train. I FaceTimed on some of his sparring sessions to give him some tips. I've watched his weight cut. Everything went honestly as well as it could have. Like, nothing happened during this weight cut where I'm like, dude, come on, man. Like, what are you doing? It was smooth. Kid only had to lose about 5 pounds, which, you know, wasn't ideal. But at the same token, this is the game we play. And he goes, honestly, I've been hearing a lot of chatter online about my opponent. And I made a promise to myself to not watch any of his videos outside of, you know, what my coach has watched, because I'm just going to psych myself out. And we have this really good game plan going. And I just want to be able to stick to that. I said, okay, cool. That's what you should do. So what is taking away your confidence? And he goes, Bobby, this is my first fight. There's so many variables that could happen in this. And I honestly don't know what's going to happen. I said, oh, so it's the fear of the unknown. Got it. I said, well, you know, you've heard the story from me before, but my first fight was the same way. The night before, I didn't sleep at all. I got a total of 35 minutes of sleep because I was just tossing and turning and up, and then I would lay there and I just was considering, you know, what if I don't make weight? What if he throws this? What if this happens? What if the guy's taller than I'm expecting? What if he's shorter than I'm expecting? What if he hits harder? What if I can't block his kicks? What if his kicks are super hard? All of these things were going on in my head all night long. And when we finally got to the fight, I was scheduled to fight fourth. And as we're getting ready, I get told that I'm fighting first. I'm not warmed up, so we got a quick warm-up in, and I mean maybe like 2 minutes, which any fighter knows that's not enough time to get sufficiently warm for your fight. And I went in, you know, I mean, I trained for over a year for this, and we went in, and I froze. I froze and I quit on myself. Literally the worst scenario that could happen, happened. Billy Friedson Jr., this kid is an incredible fighter. But, you know, I threw a head kick in panic because it's one of my best moves. Kid was way shorter than I was planning. And I threw my kick maybe 6 inches over his head. And kid comes in and just smacks me with a right hook in my ribs. And I went down. And I thought I broke a rib. Because I got scared, because I thought I heard a crack. I'd never been hit that hard before. And I called it. I was like, nope, I'm done. Couldn't breathe. Thought my liver was going to rupture. I wound up being fine, obviously. But, you know, I said, I've literally lived through what your worst fear is right here. I've actually experienced it. So when I'm telling you, when I'm talking you through this process, I said, I'm not doing this to make you feel better. Which sounds counterintuitive, but I'm not. I said, realistically, I want to know where your head's at. And I said, dude, I've watched you train. I've watched your weight cut. You are ready for this fight. If you do every single thing in your power to win, if you do every single thing in your power to succeed, if you do everything that you possibly can in the lead up for the fight, the outcome is the outcome. If you've done everything that you can to succeed and you lose, you didn't lose. Yes, you lost the bout. Sure. But you did everything within your ability. That's all we need you to do. I don't need you to have trained with, you know, George St. Pierre and, you know, John Jones and Rashad Evans and all. Like, I don't need you at that level. This is your first fight, dude. If you do everything in your power to succeed and secure victory and you are still denied, then that's fighting, man. That's how it happens. Nothing is guaranteed in this game. Just because you've worked harder than you've ever worked in your entire life at this doesn't mean that the win is in the bag. What fun would that be to be in a sport where you train as hard as you possibly can and it's guaranteed that you're going to win? There's no challenge. The best part about fighting is the fact that there's so many variables that you can't control. Because then when it comes to the end of it and the bout's over, well, You know, you could win, you could lose. But it's that unknown that really keeps us going. I said, man, I don't know who stole your confidence or who made you believe that you're not good enough to be in the ring with this kid. I said, I've watched him fight. He's okay. I don't think he's anywhere near as good as you are. And I know for a fact he hasn't trained as hard. Not to say that there's anything, you know, against his opponent, but I've met his opponent and I know his coach. And his coach even says, he's like, I mean, this kid comes in and trains. He just wants to get in the ring and see what happens. Kid has put in minimal effort. Whereas my student has put in maximum effort here. He has dedicated himself to this event. And I said, dude, whatever stole your confidence in your head, I want you to sit with it tonight. He goes, what do you mean? I said, dude, it's 1 a.m, all right? You're not doing anything important, and I know you're not. Sit down, turn on some music that has no vocals. It's just instrumental. Whatever it is, you know, pick. And because I know him well enough, he's going to pick the Witcher 3 soundtrack because he just loves it. And I said, I want you to really just sit in your discomfort. I want you to sit in this anxiety. I want you to sit in that exact singular thought that has you feeling as though you're not deserving to be in the ring. And I want you to completely deconstruct all of that feeling until it's gone. And he goes, all right, man. I'm going to be honest, Bobby. This is a little weird, and I don't know how much I trust this, but I trust you enough. So we'll see what happens, because realistically, I think this is going to make it a lot worse. I said that, and it might. But this is fighting, and this is what happens. And said, so go ahead and do that, and I'll talk to you in the morning. So he calls me back at about 10 o'clock in the morning. His fight's at 2. A little early. No, sorry. The official weigh-in was at 2 o'clock. The fight was at 7. So he calls me, and he goes, thank you. I said, for what? He goes, I finally figured out what it was that stole my confidence. And I said, what is it? He goes, I don't believe in myself. It's not that anybody told me that I'm not good enough. It's not that anybody made me feel inadequate. It's I don't believe in my abilities enough because I can't beat, I'm not the best in my gym. He goes, you know, our 175 pounder is way better than I am. And that's not even to mention, whenever I spar with our heavyweights, you know, I get knocked around like a wet noodle. And I said, well, yeah, because you're fighting at 145 pounds, dude. Duh. Like, of course. You know, when you're fighting somebody that's got almost 100 pounds on you, that's going to happen. And he goes, but, you know, every time I fight with these heavier guys, with these better guys, my confidence grows because I can hang with them. And I think that if I can hang with those guys, I should be okay today. And I said, good. If you're okay, that's all we need. All we need for you to be here is okay. Weigh-in happens. Kid's, you know, a quarter pound under where he needs to be. Perfect. Nails it. Goes and gets rehydrated. Fight happens. And he calls me right beforehand. He's like, hey, man, I finally got it. I said, you got what? And he goes, well, I'm already here. I've weighed in, lost the weight, got my gloves on. I'm actually really scared, but you know what? There's a bunch of people here that are excited to just see a fight happen. So I'm going to go fight and we're going to see what happens. And y'all, I had the biggest proud mama bear moment. I'm like, look at you go, dude. Look at the growth that you had over the course of a couple hours, right? Just sitting with your feelings and really starting to unpack them. Look at how much progress you've made. That's incredible. So I said, good luck. And may the odds be ever in your favor. And of course, they weren't just going to hang up the phone. So he hands the phone off to his buddy who, you know, FaceTimes me in. Y'all, this fight was scheduled for 3 5-minute rounds. It went 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Now, granted, it was kickboxing. But he went in, and out. The first round was amazing. They, you know, fighters are feeling each other out, trying to get each other's timing on their punches, trying to get their tells, their stances going. And one of the kids in his gym fights exactly like his opponent did. And that was just by chance. They hadn't planned for that. It wasn't this huge fight camp. It was, you know, kid's a senior in college or a senior in high school. Like, it wasn't this big, massive fight camp. But the second, you know, he starts realizing it and starts feeling out how this kid fights, my student goes, this isn't that scary. This isn't as terrible as I had it made up in my head. And he systematically picks him apart for the first round. Goes back to the corner. They hand the phone over. His coach gives him some advice. And he goes, Bobby, you got anything? I said, honestly, dude, how's that feel? He goes, he fights just like Mark. He fights exactly like Mark. I said, okay, we only got a couple seconds here. What is the one thing that you have over Mark every time you guys fight? He goes, my footwork. I said, all right, circle around him, find the opening and take it. Round two starts. He starts circling. He starts moving all around, just outworking this kid footwork wise. I mean, head movement's great. His stance is great. And his opponent's getting tired trying to chase him. And he goes in, he keeps just picking him apart. His opponent throws out a really lazy cross with his right hand. And my student does my favorite combination, which is where you move in with your right hand, with your right hand side, so you slip the punch, and you throw a left hook at the body and you throw a left hook at the head. Throws the left hook, the body lands perfectly. The kid's whole body crunches. Throws the left hook again, hits him in the head, kid drops. Fight is over. We come back, and he's all excited. Sorry, let me go back real quick. I meant to say 2 minutes in the second round, not 2 minutes in total. Pardon me. But he comes back, and he is smiling ear to ear. And because he's a great kid, instead of just, you know, going and showboating and going, look at me, yes, I'm the winner, as a lot of fighters do after they win, because it's a huge emotionally releasing event. It's awesome. He runs over to his opponent after the 10 count happens and makes sure he's okay. He's checking in on him, trying to, you know, make sure he's still in reality, and, you know, helps him back up, raises his opponent's arm afterwards, because, you know, that's not showmanship. That's sportsmanship. And I want everyone this week to, I didn't just say that story for no reason, and I'm not rambling for almost 20 minutes just to keep you on the phone or whatever you're listening to this on, more likely your phone. You know what I'm saying? I say that because I want you to really look at yourself this week. Your homework this week is not going to be fun. There. Okay. I want you to really sit down with whatever has been stealing your confidence. I want you to really be one with it and don't fight it. Don't run away from it. I want you to sit with it, and I want you to really unpack what has started stealing the confidence from you in whatever this is. This can be school. This can be music. This can be work. This can be your sports. This can be your weight loss journey. This can be whatever it is that you're struggling with, that you feel inadequate at. I want you to sit with that item or that thought or that person or whatever it is that has stolen your confidence. And I want you to really understand why it's put you in this feeling. That's all I got for you. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. For everyone that's gave me feedback on the last episode, because I know it was longer, thank you for that. A lot of you really enjoyed it. Some of you said it was a little bit too long. So we're going to make this one a little bit shorter and we'll call it even. If it winds up being that recording 15-minute episodes are better for people, cool, we can do that. I know a lot of you listen to this on your way home or your way to work, so that's why I started experimenting with the longer episodes, plus a lot of you have been asking for it. We'll start doing a mix of longer and shorter episodes just to make sure everyone's happy. And I hope everyone has a wonderful week. I hope everyone remembers how important you are. I hope everyone remembers how much you matter. And I hope that no matter what, you remember that you make this world a better place every single day just by being a part of it. And every small kindness and small gesture that you give towards others might not be much to you, but it really can change someone else's world forever. I love you very much, and I'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
Speakfire.com.
Speak fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com, or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.